what would you call a makeshift sort of fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could shut the cows up to milk them?
Well, a cow pen or something to that effect.
Okay. And the fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around.
Well, that would be the barnyard, or, yeah, some barnyard.
And a farm that has a lot of milk cows and sells the milk commercially, you'd call that a...
That would be a dairy, but we didn't have that here. We did milk cows and sold the cream or the butter from it.
Mm-hmm. Where did y'all sell it?
To the store, in the grocery store. In a little country grocery store, as a rule.
Mother took it in the buggy over to Schrader, or Germantown it was at that time.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a big farm like that?
Dairy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was only used for people that sold milk to for public use.
Mm-hmm. Where would y'all keep milk and butter to keep it from turning bad?
They kept it in crocks. They'd store it in the coolest place on the farm, and it wouldn't last too long, but they would clabber, and they would use the clabber. They would drain it, put it in a sack to drain the whey off of it. Then you'd have cream cheese or something to that effect.
Was cream cheese lumpy?
What?
Was it lumpy or was it smooth?
It was smooth, more or less, not too lumpy. It all depended on how dry it would
mm-hmm.
get, but it could be made lumpy.
What other kinds of cheese did they make?
Well, they would store that cream cheese and let it age,
uh-huh.
and it'll go through a fermenting deal. Then they would cook it, and it would make cooked cheese, what we called cooked cheese, like you buy your cheese in the store of different...
Limburger.
No. Different ages of
uh-huh.
cheese, be sharper or less sharp or what have you.
What was the cooked cheese called in German?
Kochkäse.
Did you ever hear that word Käse just in English?
Käse.
As case, like cooked case instead of cooked cheese?
No, I don't know.
What about Schmierkäse?
Schmierkäse, that would be cooked cheese. And you'd put it in a bowl after they cooked it, and you could take it and you could smear it, see, like you
uh-huh.
smear butter.
Is that what the word means in German? Schmier?
Schmierkäse, yes.
Was that ever called Schmierkäse?
I don't know, Baba.
What's the first thing you have to do after you milk?
Drain your milk, put it in crocks. They had these earthen crocks.
Mm-hmm.
They were about yay big around, and they tapered off a little bit, and they let it sit a certain length of time, and it skimmed the cream off of it. Put it in a container, and then if they got enough of it, it'd be put in a churn.
Did you ever have to do the churning?
Oh, yes. I'd wake up in the morning, my grandfather would be sitting in the kitchen, plunk-a-dip-plunk-a-dip-plunk-a-dip-plunk, making butter for breakfast.
What would you milk in?
Buckets.
Made out of a...
Tin buckets, or, yeah, galvanized buckets, or tin buckets.
What would you carry water in?
Buckets.
What was that made out of?
Same thing, tin bucket.
Yeah.
Maybe... Wooden bucket. Way back, you know, they had some wooden buckets, but that was a tin buckets mostly.